Thomas and Skumba in the morning. Podcast.
I saw an article somewhere, man. Where was it? Yes, online on citizen.co.za. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
An investigative report into illegal appointment of staffers out in Free State's Mangaung Metro Municipality, ne? Exposing allegations that our transport minister, Umbalula's older brother, Uprajabu, is one of the ghost staffers who apparently, allegedly, cost the council millions in salaries every month while never reporting for a single day of work. And I'm not in any way saying our transport minister had a thing in his older brother getting a job or getting in there in the Free State. I'm just saying, it just get like, how?
Coincidentally.
Was he qualified? Hey, man.
Oh, okay.
No, but maybe like, Uprajabu like really is good at his job and he got the job without any influence. Angie, why you give me that look? I'm just saying.
You just said he never reported for a single day.
At work.
No, so how is he so brilliant at his job?
Working from home.
What? No, this is not during COVID, eh? Okay, Thomas, continue.
Gets me thinking, Joe. How do we ever plug in our family members at work? I almost worked with a family member. The closest was working in the same building. No.
So you guys saw each other at reception.
Hey!
You here? Yeah? So
you here as well?
Oh, so you know there's job opportunities here.
Ukuli.
Where?
At Kaya.
Okay.
See? No influence.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know, Ant.
We don't know.
No, we don't know.
Oh, come on. There was no influence.
We don't know.
I'm telling you.
Who came in first?
Ukuli.
Oh, and then you followed.
Yes.
Nice.
Years later.
Yeah. So Ukuli never spoke to anyone.
No.
Nice.
The big boss came and said, I like your talent.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. So, let's not go there. Let's not go deep.
But have you ever, when I hooked up a family member to get in somewhere?
No.
Oh, banger, come on.
No. Rama, where? Come
on. Not even where? At the police station, Joe.
No, where? How? How? I work with my brothers right now.
Yeah.
In Gupi Penga Comed. But that is not a job, as in job.
Job.
As in invoice, salary here. No. That's not that. But I've never. But I know people that have been plugged in.
Who?
Ah, oh, man, Thomas.
No, but tell me, who?
What no, they're not on citizen.co.za. It's a citizen.co.za had reported about Phil Mbalula's brother. Not us.
Allegedly.
Alleged, according to the report.
Yes. Not us.
No. I see. No,
us isn't gaining anything.
That is a disclaimer for that.
So how did Uprajabu get the job?
I would never know, Thomas.
Like, you even heard Durban Gogo, like, in interviews been asked, like, so, your dad, do people try and hook up with you just to get your dad to get the job?
Maru talented.
Oh, without a doubt. Yes. Oh, she's one of the best.
She's talented.
She's one of the
best.
So,
her talent speaks for itself.
Yeah.
And she attends work, and she's there, and we see her at work. You understand what I'm saying?
For example, the boy, man. Soldier boy, no? Toy boy, which one?
And he knows exactly what he wants to say. He wants me to say it. I ain't saying nothing. Which one?
Zwakisan.
Oh, robot boy.
Oh, it's the robot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What up? So
he's never been plugged in using
family. No. Babu Zakimbul is a...
Totally different thing.
No, totally different.
Yes. So it does happen where you do your own thing without plugging, but we want to know family members that have been plugged in. Have you ever worked with or... do you currently work with any of your family relatives?
At the same time, are you involved in them landing a job? When
if you got them the job, how involved were you in their actual application and hiring process?
But most importantly, do they even qualify to do the job that they are doing? Or do you qualify, whenever you were plugged in, do you qualify to do what you're doing right now?
Chris, how did you get this job? Because you and your cousin... Pila, you guys are family, most right? Like, we never addressed this. Kai, family. We're talking about putting relatives on in the job market. Have you ever worked with or Do you currently work with any of your relatives?
And if yes, were you involved in them landing that job?
If you got them the job, how involved were you in the actual application and hiring process?
But most importantly, do they even know the job, or are they even qualified for that job now?
Yo, yo, yo. Let's get to the call, 086-000-0959. Chabu Sile, hello. Chabu, how are you?
Good morning. How are you? Ma and Thomas. Good in the morning.
You plugged your sister.
Yes, I plugged my sister. My sister was unemployed after she completed matric, and she was looking for a job for a long time. So in a company I was working for, there was an opportunity, and I'm an HR there.
Also, you're in HR.
Yeah, my daughter.
And this, asking her, and then yeah, she left the job.
HR, ne?
Yeah, but that's but I qualify for loan savings or ngoba wena boku HR.
No, she did qualify. She had the necessary experience and exposure.
Okay, necessary. Because you made sure everything was right. Okay. So I understand why you're anonymous, my queen, because you were plugged in and you believe that your sister's overqualified.
Hello.
Morning.
Morning. On the street, on the air.
You know.
Massive.
Ash, guys, mina, according to Tazinyam. Because the reason being, le South Africa is siguyo. Iphila umsebenzi uyawuthengisa. So thina asinamali ukuthenga umsebenzi.
Malini nomsebenzi.
Yo. Bakuthela ngo 25,000 cell cold drink. It's 25,000. So ngoba thina asinayo imali and sifundile. So we had to take whatever we settled for. My cousin had to angifake la angifaka khona, but I believe that I'm overqualified for this job.
Listen,
but my parents are awoke, and I need something to sustain me, my family.
But to fight you, what? You feel me?
Yeah, I'm fighting.
I'm fighting.
All the protocols, Baba. Interviews, bank screener, everything.
All right, Anoni.
Okay, that's what you're saying. What are you saying with the voice notes?
We love it in the morning. Yazi mina, honestly, nepotism iwisa staff morale. Lang spana kona, aguma siblings. Hey, and abanye, they even like use mother's maiden surname and stuff. But iwisa staff morale, especially when people are not qualified. There's certain sectors I feel that you can't play those games. And education definitely is one of them. And abantu badlala ngamathuba and messing up with kids' futures because bafuna kufaka abantwana bakubo for the sake of employment, but the standard of education suffers. So I mina pants in nepotism, guys, pants.
That level, yeah. Yeah, I have. Proudly so. I'm not even gonna be ashamed of it. I plugged my brother, I plugged my two sisters. My brother doesn't work for the company anymore, but my one sister still works for that insurance company. And recently I plugged my other sister at the current insurance company that I work for, and she's doing great. So yeah, I mean, why isn't it demand? Love the show on the street or the
Thomas, yeah, why would people not want to plug their loved ones?
Because some of our loved ones, emsebenzini, can be a problem.
But sometimes they could. Maybe sometimes they drop the ball, Velo Mampel.
Talking about the ball.
I'm telling you, Velo Bobby qualified.
Naboza,
Angili, Aguliwa, Niabuz, who is Velo or right, Lapo Aguilera position. We are Velo Mundo right for their position.
Bobby!
Bobby's in Ukraine, damn.
Ah, Miago Bobby.
Niabuza.
Bobby.
Makosamash.
Amba.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
How did you do it, man? Did they ever embarrass you once they were in?
Yo!
My cousin Kasikhumba, but to my cousins, no, but Chris.
Nah, man. Hey, Thomas, we've got calls.
Let's check the voice note quickly.
It's not about what you know. It's about who you know. Me, I will put anyone I don't care whether you've got the experience, whether you don't, but if somehow I can have a hand to get you a job or to anyone, I don't care who you are, if I can help anyone, because things are really tight out there, I mean, I'll do it. And then if you mess it up going forward, I end up.
It's not what you know, it's who you know. You see, the problems start there. This is why there was that commission, Zondos.
And you could want to put a kid that I don't care. I plug in everyone. Wow. Okay, nice one.
Voice notes come through on 063-680-959. Let's hear what you're saying when you call us on 086-000-959 and we understand why you're anonymous. Let's go to you, anonymous, first. Good morning, my queen.
We'll have it in the morning.
Morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm actually working with such a person. So my boss is the brother-in-law to this lady. And it's a nightmare, believe me, because she doesn't know how to do the work. Every day, it's excuse after excuse. You didn't teach me how to do this. Mm. I have never seen this in my life. Mm. It's excuse after excuse.
Mm. That's the problem. Yep.
That's the thing.
That's the problem.
And they expect you to understand what I'm
and
Mzala.
And even cover for them. That's the thing. Mameli, you think that's bad, ne? Prince, so you hooked up your brother and uncle. Both disappointments.
So, uncle, Vumu, who is of your classic scene, uncle, and send my cell phone and a phone, uncle, and his spies came in. Ah, phone, uncle, and get uncle after 3 days in Donna and Mandy Chopuram Baranjan. So, I left my visit on Pelelo more, like, we didn't have jealous from that booty no more. Then, recently, 18 April, there was a cousin army living in space with a McDonald's. We were from about to that. So, Mrs. String is covered. I don't care. I don't have my phone. Fred in Tania via young Genara by Tommy Tumsa is to say Tuesday, Melio Span in Ton. Punish with you weekend in Vaila, Yokasa, Yakasa, Yakasa, then you will give a lesson. Kayan would you vanga? Tona, Tamba, Macham Chek, Tona, Mountain Lang, and Okasa Pinul phone. Tona, I'm being Tona.
My problem, my problem. Thank you, Prince. True. You see, the problem with the having family, ne? Bazofunelam, ne? My brother or cousin, or whatever. Say, Thomas, and these, and Sebenzani, and these, and these.
I have plugged a person. Okay, firstly, so my brother and I are running a business. And then we got my younger brother as well to be part of the business. And then my cousin's best friend asked for a job, which she was able to get in. I'm Caesar, obviously. And did that girl not complain and not get things done? Ngathi pinde until this very day, ngithi asoze. Ngiphinde ngingenise umuntu emsebenzini without an application process.
Hey, mina bafethu, in my 12 years of working, I've never got a job that I got ni application. Like all the jobs that I ever got, mina, they were all plugs, Joe. Like I've never, ever, 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 like I've worked for like 4 companies. I've never had a job le ni applied ni email, bang phone le but interview. Like I, someone pushes something for me, bruh.
I mean, I currently work with my mom. She's the one that plugged me in on this job, and I've been working here for 9 years now. And So far, so good. But the only thing is, the only challenge that I'm facing is that I constantly have to prove myself, which is understandable because I get sidelined most of the time so that it doesn't look like I'm in favor because my mother's working there. You know, it's all about optics sometimes. But I enjoy it. To say the least, sometimes, most of the times. So, maokangilo, umama will give you that look. But then, yeah, it's nice.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.